Well, it was a big mystery last night. A lot of people saw a strange light streaking across the sky. With us now to talk more about that and what happened is Jeff Chester with the U.S. Naval Observatory. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
All right, so please tell us, was it an alien?
No, it wasn't an alien. It just happened to be an unfortunate rock that decided it was going to try to occupy the same part of space that the Earth does at the same time. And as is the case with most of these, the Earth won.
So it was quite a spectacular sight that people reported seeing from Connecticut, you know, all the way to well south of the District of Columbia. Is that pretty common for a fireball?
Yes, it is, especially one with the apparent brightness of this one. I'm actually seeing reports now from as far away as Tennessee and Ontario, so it pretty much covered most of the eastern United States.
How big was it, do you think?
The physical size of the body itself, we're probably talking about a rock that may be the size of a basketball. Not something altogether that big, but when you get an object of that size that hits the Earth's atmosphere at the speed that these things are typically moving, which is 40 or 50 miles per second, they would tend to produce very spectacular effects.
So is this unusual that we'd have something this big making this much of a... I mean, I don't remember seeing such a show in the sky before.
Oh, they happen actually quite often. The thing is I mean, on a day-to-day basis, there's a fireball like this somewhere over the Earth several times a day.
Oh.
But you have to remember that 70% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. 80% of the population lives near the coastline, so that's a fairly small portion of the total Earth's surface. And it happened to be an extraordinarily clear night last night over a very large area.
Right. Did you get to see it yourself?
Unfortunately, no. A lot of these usually come to me after the fact. I've seen a few of them. They always catch me by surprise. They are very spectacular when you do see them. They give off a characteristic greenish glow around the meteoroid itself, and very often we'll have a bluish train that follows along behind them and may persist for several seconds or minutes in the sky. And they'll also tend to shed pieces because these rocks tend to break up as they enter the lower atmosphere of the Earth, and so they'll shed orange-colored sparks and that sort of thing. The thing is that they're very spectacular. They happen completely unannounced, take most people completely off guard, and can really surprise the heck out of you. I mean, every time I've seen one, it's almost caused me to jump.
Well, listen, just in case, why don't you phone home later on, okay?
Okay.
Jeff Chester with the U.S. Naval Observatory, thank you for solving the mystery.
You're welcome.
And by the way, there's pictures of it up on our website, WTOP.com, if you didn't get
it
last night.
They are cool. They almost look fake, but they're real.
Yeah, exactly. Neat stuff. All right.